Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Murray. Batting third. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bruce Robbins. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a pop-up towards third. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Revering moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Revering moves to third. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Revering scores. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Summers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive towards first. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mankowski. Picciolo scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Murray reaches second base with a double. LaFleur throws the ball into Mankowski, who tags Murray trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Henderson scores. One out. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Tobik now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to third for the out. Mankowski moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mankowski moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien strikes out. There goes Revering. He's safe. There goes Heath. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Edwards now playing second base. Dave Chalk now playing third base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Criss now pitching. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Criss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.